following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Restore shine to your vehicle with great deals on select Turtle Wax appearance products on sale for $3.99 at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with select Turtle Wax appearance products for $3.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fantasy baseball's back, and our listeners are winning huge cash at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. Like Sam, he won 100 grand, his first time ever playing. Seriously, DraftKings is one-day fantasy sports, so no season-long commitments, just instant cash payouts. This week, DraftKings has another huge tourney with thousands in cash prizes, and our listeners get free entry. Enter Herd at DraftKings.com, but hurry, free spots are going quick. That's Herd at DraftKings.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this first Friday of April as the Final Four gets ready to take place. The men's semifinals Saturday, the women's Sunday, then the national championships on Monday and Tuesday. We'll head down to Dallas and talk with Kevin Kugler of Westwood One coming up in our next segment. Also, later on in the program, we'll head over to Fodder Park. Steve Anderson, track announcer, are going to join us again. The Dowd Mile, one of the bigger races of the year, will be run on Saturday. Plus, they've got a lot of events going on over there this weekend, so we will discuss that. Plus, everybody's kind of in action. It looks like the weather will now improve so that baseball, softball can be played. Some of the other high school events, like the Pleasanton track meet today, is canceled, and so that had to be wiped out as well. Some soccer will be made up later this afternoon. Hastings at Kearney Catholic and Grand Island hosting Lincoln High. So there you go. Jimmy's sporting the Michigan State Spartan jersey today.
Yep.
They're out.
Yeah, I know.
That's it.
Usually what I do, if my son wears it for a day, he throws it on the floor, and it's not completely dirty, so I just pick up and I wear what he wears.
So. Oh, man. Well, there you go. Did you watch any of the three-pointer slam dunk contest last night?
Yeah, I watched. I was, of course, rooting for the kid from Creighton. And, you know, he knocks down 17. I thought that was good enough probably to get into the second round, but it was not.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I said 17. I said before he even started, if he can get 17, he'll move in. And he happened to hit right on 17. That was no big prediction or anything. But, yeah, I don't ever remember 17 not getting you into the second round. I know that maybe in the semifinals, that's usually where somebody just gets psychotically hot. And then it happened to one of the shooters last night. Had a big first two rounds on the women's side, and then she lost in the finals. The girl from Duke, she had 23 in the first round, 22 in the second round, and then only 14. So I consistency is more important than the big round. I guess it's like the home run derby. Yeah, okay, so you hit 27 home runs in the first round. You still got to hit some in the last round.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I saw I watched the NIT game, too.
Yeah.
Did you watch the end of that?
Yeah.
That was a good game. You know, Minnesota won, and there was a lot of interesting coaching situations there. You know, Bobby Knight really likes the NIT. It was always good to him, so he's always been loyal to the NIT tournament, more than probably any other coach with that much prestige. But then you got in the background, you've got, you know, a son and a father, and then you've got a guy that's in his 70s trying Larry Brown trying to. I saw Larry Brown coach and speak at a banquet in Omaha one time, and I was a coach. And Larry Brown made a comment one time. He was talking about checking off on rebounds. He said, hey, he said, we talk about checking out, but the bottom line is just get somebody to go get the rebound. You don't have to check out. If you can go get it, the guy gets the job done, that's good enough for me. I thought, well, that's, you know, that's a good philosophy right there. You don't have to check out anymore. As long as you get it, I'm not going to yell at you about checking off.
Yeah, Danny Manning got a lot of rebounds for him at Kansas, too. So, yeah, pretty good. And I know this is something that we didn't officially talk about on the show today, but there's so many brackets out there. I mean, there's the NCAA men's bracket. There's the NCAA women's bracket. There's the NIT. There's the Frozen Four. And Jeffrey, did anyone in the office pool have the champion of the NIT in their bracket?
I believe you and Randy did.
No wonder you asked that question.
Hey. I didn't know.
Hey, I umpired a baseball game one time where a coach, it was his boy was pitching, and he came out onto the field, and he goes, he yells in the dugout. He yells, you know, from the pitcher's mound into the dugout, like, you know, he's going to decide, couldn't decide if he was going to take him out or not. He goes, hey, how many strikeouts has Bobby got? You know, and he yelled back at 14. Oh, okay. Like, he knew that before he left, but he wanted everyone in the crowd to know him. And that was just like you right there. Hey, did anybody at the NIT, I mean, you didn't ask the Frozen Four.
Well, yeah.
How about Minnesota? Is Minnesota still alive in hockey?
I'm still, yeah.
Well, they could get the, yeah, UConn could win girl-boy doubleheader, and there you got the, you know, the pick four.
It's a lot cheaper on the parades.
Yes, just, it is.
All you have to do is have one homecoming for all these guys. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us on the program today, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, you can tweet us at any time at ESPN1460-1550. That's at ESPN1460-1550. So I'd love to have you as part of the Doug and Daddy show today. The Nebraska Danger have the weekend off. They've got a stupid schedule. They got a bye this week. They play, and then they got a bye again. So they play one time in a month, and that's always kind of crazy. At least it's at home. It's not a road game, but they only have this one home game like in a 5-6 week period here, because the last two were on the road, then it's a bye week, then they finally get a game at home. But there's still going to be plenty going on over there, and I assume you've got that game next week?
Yeah. You know, I would guess, I'm not 100% positive on this, but I'm just guessing. I'll bet somebody pulled out of the league late or changed leagues, you know, and that was why that bye was there. I know they had a team in Chicago last year, had a lot of trouble paying their bills and et cetera. And I think that team ended up pulling out of the league. And I think because of that, you know, they might have had them penciled in. And then, boom, now they had to have the schedule changes, you know, with flights and other things. They just made that a bye week.
Well, hopefully they're enjoying a little time off there. I know they were missing some guys last week. And I think this is that time of the year where we might start seeing some roster changes because of where the guys have a chance to go play or do some other things. So we'll be talking with Coach Davis here ahead of next week's game and give them a little talking to see how things are going. They're 4-2. The Tri-City Storm season comes to an end. We had Coach Holton on Wednesday's show. They'll be at Des Moines tonight, and then they will host tomorrow night against Lincoln. It's Fan Appreciation Night out at the Viero Event Center. As always, lots of great things going on, and that begins at 7:05 tomorrow night. You can always hear the games on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. So that's what's going on with the Storm and with the Nebraska Danger. We're starting to see some academic awards come out for the MIAA, and basketball has just come out. Also, wrestling came out. We talked about that yesterday. And you have the Director's Cup. which in Division Two is sponsored by Learfield Sports. It's putting all the sports together, and whoever gets the most points wins the cup, just like the U.S. Cellular Cup is now for the high school teams in Nebraska. And, of course, we always make fun that Grand Valley State is there, and they are again after the winter sports season, followed by West Texas A&M. Grand Valley State, who has like 25,000 enrollment and is bigger than a lot of Division I programs, obviously. Let me just run you down the top five in points, Jimmy. Okay. Fifth is Alaska Anchorage. Okay, they have 397 points.
Okay.
Then fourth is Adams State, a little bit ahead of them, 425.
They're probably good in cross country, aren't they? Dominate all those distance races.
Yeah. Indoor track and field for men and women. That's where they can double dip and get so good. You know, if we had women's wrestling at UNK, we'd double dip there.
Right.
Central Missouri out of the MIAA is third in the country, 448. So it goes from 425 to 448. Then second, 451.5. That's West Texas A&M. So between number 10, Tampa, and number 2, West Texas A&M, is 80 points.
Uh-huh. Very.
Okay. So 451.5 for West Texas A&M. Grand Valley State has 718.
How many sports do they – they must participate in, like, everything. Have they got the list of what they're good at? Fencing? How is their fencing team?
It just lists here what they had for winter sports. They had 437 points from the fall sports.
Mm-hmm.
And 281 from the winter, and that includes women's swimming, men's swimming, women's indoor track and field, men's indoor track and field. That's where they got all their points. Didn't get anything for basketball, rifle, or skiing. Alaska Anchorage got points for skiing.
They did.
UNK's 25th, and that's very, very good.
You know, Alaska Anchorage is probably one of the few schools that gets to participate in like polar bear hunting. You know, and things like that. You know that because a lot of other states don't have that
polar bear.
Yeah. You know, they went. Their women's team won it hands down.
That is great timing.
They got one bear.
They got one bear.
That's all they had to get was get one. If you get one, you're gonna win it.
That's great timing. Ernie from Wood River is joining us on the phone lines this morning. Ernie, what's going on?
Well, sir, I'm a couple days late. I'm way off topic, but I've got a grand idea. I know you were talking with Coach Day about the exploding golf balls the other day, and I never do anything like this. It's just an idea. Anyways, you know, you're out golfing with some real good buddies. You got a threesome. You got to have a threesome or a foursome. You just, you know, hey, guys, I want to get a movie, a video of this. I'm going to set these. I mean, you set up the three tees, and, you know, grand time golfing with you. I just want to have some memorabilia, you know, so I want to tape this all. I want you guys all to tee off at the same time. Put them dang exploding golf balls down there, and the best thing that can happen is one guy's a little bit ahead of the other one because it's a kind of a hilarious kind of thing. So you just want to try that someday and then report back to me how it goes along. I guarantee you it's worth the time.
Have you seen this, Ern?
I would never do anything like that. Never. I think you know me better than that. I wouldn't do that. You know, I'm that kind of guy. So anyway, just try it. You'll get a kick out of it. That's all I'm going to tell you today. Okay.
All right, Ernie. I will remember that for my next April Fool's prank. Thanks, buddy.
It's a good time. All right, thanks.
Have a good one. We're going to take a break. Ernie from Wood River always chiming in from time to time. Good to hear from Ernie, who's in a good mood today. He's always happy, except when somebody's bagging the Huskers. But I love having Ernie give us a buzz. We're going to go down to Dallas, talk to Kevin Kugler right after this.
They run for the fun at Bonner Park. Thoroughly thoroughbred right from the start.
Live racing at Bonner Park Friday, 3 p.m. Weekends, 1:30 p.m. Saturday's big race, the $20,000 Dowd Miles Stakes. Saturday night, Heartland Events Center, Charlie Pride, all-time million-selling country music star in concert. Great weekend of family fun. Watch, wager, win. Bonner Park Races, Grand Island.
The Herd. Hi, it's Colin Cowart. You know that I'm impatient. I hate wasting time. To me, the biggest waste of time, going to the post office. Dreadful. Not just the drive there, finding parking and waiting. Oh, you know all about GERT. That's why I love stamps.com. no GERT. You can bring all the services of the post office right to your desk. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and you use your own computer, and you use your own printer. Then you just hand it to your mail carrier. Finally get your mailing and shipping done on your schedule, not circling the post office behind that big fat car. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com is open 24/7, no lines. Never waste your time or effort again. You need Stamps.com. We all do. Right now, use my name, Colin, for a special offer. No risk trial. $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and up to $55 free postage. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, get there. Click on the mic, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com, enter Colin. I'm impatient. You're impatient. Go to Stamps.com. They figure out the patient thing.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Mostly lingering cloud cover, followed by some clearing developing as we head through the day today. With a high of 49, northwest winds will stay gusting around 10 to 25 yet. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 28 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday, and you can gear up for the Final Four with Troutman's quality meats like brats, Polish dogs, hot brats, State Fair brats, and of course, Ann Dewey to make up however you would like. Easter is right around the corner as well, so call now and reserve your bone-in and boneless hams, boneless leg of lamb roast, how about a rack of lamb, prime ribs, whatever it is that you love to dine on during Easter or just to watch the basketball games this weekend. You can find it at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, right here on Highway 30 in Kearney, where their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. And all beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice certified Angus beef. And of course, during the Lenten season, fresh frozen seafood is available at Troutman's. Whatever you would like, from scallops to shrimp and a whole lot more, you can find it and wash it down with a hometown wine or brew as well. It's all available at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend in Kearney. We go down to Dallas, where the Final Four is ready to tip off tomorrow night. And here on ESPN Radio, you will hear the vocal tones of one Kevin Kugler. And he joins us before more meetings today. Kevin, thanks for the time. And how's your lunch going down there?
Oh, it's not going as well as yours, but I am excited to know that you're going to have Troutman send me a whole lot of great meat as a result of my being on the show today. So thank you for that. That's a kind gesture on your part. I would have come on without it, but I'll take it.
It is coming your way, and we'll make sure that the box is somewhat refrigerated.
Yeah, it's not coming my way. I know you. There's no prize coming my way, but the prize is getting the chance to talk with you. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, good Lord. Well, we would send it to you, but you're never home, so there you go.
Good point.
you were calling the Kentucky Regional this past weekend, and at what point did you realize that this Kentucky team, and what point did they start playing like everybody thought they were going to at the beginning of the season?
That was really, to a certain extent, in the SEC tournament, but in that first weekend down in St. Louis. I mean, I've been with Kentucky the entire tournament, and this is a team that has decided now, you know what, we are very talented, we are very long, we are very good, and they've figured out a way to play together now that makes them an extremely formidable foe. This is a team that has the ability to do a little bit of everything. They can shoot the three, they can rebound, they can run in transition. Their only weakness appears to be transition defense. They've not been able to see too many teams run on them. I think Wisconsin's capable of getting out and running in transition a little bit against this Kentucky team, though. So I'm anxious to see if that has been solved with Kentucky, because through the course of the season, teams are shooting about 12% better against Kentucky in transition than they are when they have to set up in a half court against this defense.
For so many seasons, it seems like we've thought of Wisconsin as a slower ball club, a half-court offense type of ball club. They are not necessarily that anymore. Is this going to fit into their style okay?
I think it will. You know, they've shown that they can win with almost any style of play. They're the only team in the country that has won games in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 100s. They have scored in every single category, and they've won games playing any particular style you want to play. So I really think Bo Ryan's team is as versatile as he's ever had up there. It's the best offense in his era as the head coach of Wisconsin. They're still okay defensively. I wouldn't call them a great defensive team anymore, but they're still a solid defensive team. And what they're going to do is they're going to create a matchup problem for Kentucky. And there's not too many teams that are able to do this, but because of the size and versatility Wisconsin has in the front court, specifically with Frank Kaminsky, it's going to create an issue for John Calipari. How do I defend Kaminsky and with whom? Do I put Randall on him and give up a little bit of size and allow Randall to defend on the perimeter? Do I stay with a post and make it a real difficult guard from the outside on in? It's going to be a real interesting thing for people to watch this weekend, how they defend both Kaminsky and Decker of Wisconsin. People talk about the matchup being an issue for Wisconsin on the defensive end, and it is with that length of Kentucky. But I think on the other side, Wisconsin poses a few matchup problems for the Wildcats as well.
Hey, this is Jim Lang, and my question to you, you've got some really good stats on that transition, because I always thought transition was the key to beating somebody if the two teams were even, how many transition layups you can get or stopping transition at the other end. So I think that's a great point. My question to you is, what team is not turning the ball over hardly at all? Which of those four teams, which team is taking care of the basketball and not turning it over?
Well, that would be Wisconsin. They lead the nation in fewest turnovers. They average only 8 turnovers per game on the course of the year, and that's been one of the trademarks of Bo Ryan's tenure at Wisconsin. They value the basketball better than almost anybody else in the nation. It's not the first time that the Badgers have led the nation in fewest turnovers per game, and that's going to limit what Kentucky likes to do, which is get out and run a little bit. That team has no problem getting out in transition and trying to score on the break. And when you don't turn it over, and Michigan was one of those teams that doesn't turn it over a lot either, and they also didn't foul a lot, thus a very close game last weekend between the Wolverines and the Wildcats. Badgers don't turn it over, and the Badgers have those size mismatches, and the Badgers are not afraid to run. Trayvon Jackson's been able to push a little bit more than point guards of the past have at Wisconsin. So I'm anxious to see how that fares. But yeah, in answer to your question, Jim, the turnover battle, that's an easy advantage for Wisconsin. Nobody in the country is better at limiting turnovers than the Badgers.
Talking with Kevin Kugler, Westwood One. He'll have all the action from Dallas tomorrow and Monday's national championship yet again here on ESPN Radio and the Westwood One Network. Is UConn a Cinderella?
I don't think so. I think they're a strong team that got better as the course of the season went along. And I don't think you can be called a Cinderella when you've won 30 games. I know their seed says they're a Cinderella, but if that's the case, then the seed also says Kentucky's a Cinderella, and nobody is putting a glass slipper on the Wildcats. When you've got a great player like Shabazz Napier, then I don't think you can be considered a Cinderella. They're very similar in a lot of ways to the team that won the national title a few years ago, also wearing UConn on their chest, and Shabazz Napier has almost identical numbers to what Kemba Walker had during that tournament run. It's amazing to see. You've got Shabazz Napier in the tournament averaging 23.3 points and 6 rebounds per game. Kemba Walker averaged 23.5 points and 6 rebounds per game when he won the tournament's Most Outstanding Player Award in 2011 when UConn beat Butler to win the national championship in that ultimately and eminently forgettable national championship game. But Kemba Walker and Shabazz Napier, very similar players. They were both teammates on that 2011 national championship team, and Shabazz Napier is good enough to keep this UConn team in the mix, and they have confidence. They beat Florida. They're the last team to beat Florida this year when Napier hit a last-second shot to beat the Gators early in the season.
Yeah, that's a good point about, you know, you've talked mentioned a lot of good points about not being a Cinderella, and I agree with you there. And my question's this, is I don't think anybody can beat Florida by like 8 or 10 points, but I think all the other games, those games, somebody could win by 8 or 10 points. Your thoughts on that?
I think Florida, I agree with you in the fact that I don't think Florida gets blown out. If they lose, it's going to be a tight game because they have something that I think is unique in this Final Four and really throughout the course of this tournament. I think they've got a guy who can hurt you 1 through 5 in that starting lineup. And I don't think you can say that about any other team that's left. There's somebody who's going to be, you know, not necessarily a weak link, but a weaker link in that lineup. And there just is not that person right now for the Gators. They've won 30 straight. They're extremely confident. They're the third team to win all 4 games in the tourney by double figures and hold their foes under 70 points in the process. So what that says is They're confident. They're playing good offense. They're defending. That's a potent combination. They've got size inside, which is also something that teams have to be concerned about. Patrick Young is a, you know, mini Dwight Howard to a certain degree. You've got young size. You've got good backcourt play. You've got a confident player in Scotty Wilbekin who has really embraced his role. And I think this is valuable at this point. You have seniors who know how to win in big moments. And this Florida team has been close over the last few years, but they finally broke through. And I don't know that I necessarily believe in teams of destiny, but Florida has a little bit of that feel right now in this NCAA tournament.
Just a last minute here with Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. As you're sitting there doing radio, everybody back here is listening or watching TV and getting frustrated with the length and the amount of reviews that we are seeing, and now that is part of college basketball. What are you thinking as we're going through this first tournament really using this system?
I think it's too much. And my fear is that we're going to become too reliant on the replay. There are some plays where I don't know if the timing of the usage of the replay is implemented properly. I have no problem using a replay during a break, but I also understand you can't just, you know, four plays later go back in and say, oh, by the way, that was a foul, and we're going to award two shots now after the break, because it changes the entire flow of the game. And I don't know what the good balance is. We have to use the technology because it's there, and we want to make sure we get the call right. My concern is that in basketball right now, we're taking it so far out of the hands of the officials that it's making them tentative on other calls and thus adding to more replays because they're afraid or they're confident that it's going to be reviewed, so they're not as sharp as they need to be. We've got good officials in this game, but my concern is that we're hurting the officials a little bit by some of the stuff that we've implemented with replay.
Yeah, Kevin, I agree. Definitely with a couple times, the ones that I can think about the most are balls that they can't tell who tipped the ball out of bounds on. You know, there's like three hands in there. I mean, and that's part of the game. There are pinball machines that we call them as the referees. There are pinball machines, and if you clearly got the wrong foot, I want to be able to look at the replay. But if we have to go back and see which guy's fingernail hit it out, I said, that's just taking too long. Do you agree with that or not?
No, I do, Jim. And I think there needs to be some sort of a time limit placed on some of these. And if you don't get if it doesn't show up conclusively within 60 seconds or 90 seconds or whatever you put as the time limit on this, then it just goes with the call as stands on the court and you move on. Because the danger is we're looking at this so many ways and we're zooming in and we're slowing it down and we're really picking apart the minutiae of these calls. And I still don't know if we're getting them right in the end. We saw a reversal last week that I thought should not have been reversed, and they looked at it for 2.5 minutes, and then they reversed it, and I didn't think the replay was conclusive. Neither did my partner, PJ Carlissimo. I think at some point you have to just accept the fact that there is going to be some human error in the game. We are all humans. Humans are calling these games. Humans are reacting to the things that we see on the court. And I think at some point you just have to say, all right, you've looked at it. Enough's enough. Now we're going to move on.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes on those, there's a play where the defense maybe commits about a 35 or 40% foul, and you pass on it, but it did cause the ball to go out of bounds. So you just say, I don't want to call a foul on that, but I want to give it to White here. Let's move on. And then you got to go look at the replay. Now you can't give it. Now you go, okay, I want to go back with that foul call. So yeah, that does take the human element out, but I agree.
Kevin Kugler,
Bill. Yeah, and I think there needs to be a time limit placed on this so that at some point we can say, here we go. This is conclusive. It is not conclusive, but we've hit the limit. Now we're done.
Yeah, like most things, 30 seconds is all it should take. We're talking with Kevin Kugler, Bill Raftery, and John Thompson, calling the games from Dallas. Who's playing Monday night?
That's a great question. I'm going to lean Florida, and I'm going to lean Kentucky, although I'm less confident in my Kentucky lean than I am my Florida lean, because I really do think Wisconsin's an excellent basketball team. Maybe it's because I've seen them 5 or 6 times in different spots this year, but I really think Wisconsin provides some matchup issues for Kentucky. But right now, I'll lean with an all-SEC final on Monday night.
All right, Kev, we'll let you get back to work. Appreciate you giving us some time, as always, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the great work.
Enjoy it, guys. Have a good rest of your morning.
Take care. Kevin Kugler, Westwood One. You can hear him call the games again here on ESPN Radio. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, unless there's something else you had to
No, I just thought it was great, Doug, the stats that he has and how important those stats really are. That was really interesting to me about Kentucky and the transition, that people are getting easier hoops against them. I mean, we're talking about nationwide. So what that means is Kentucky is sending more people to the offensive glass. It doesn't mean they understand what they're trying to do, but Kentucky is taking a gamble, and they are sending that extra player to the glass to try to get an offensive rebound instead of getting back. Now, if you watch Nebraska play this year, they did not send hardly anybody to the boards, but they were not going to give up any transition layup. So, you know, it's a gamble you take.
Yeah, they didn't have the matchup to crash boards, so they got once in a while got the O board, but they were going to get back. You're exactly right. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we head over to Fodder Park, talk with Steve Anderson. Stay with us.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different. The menu is different. Atmosphere is different. Everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering cloud cover followed by some clearing development as we head through the day today with a high of 49. Northwest winds will stay gusting around 10 to 25 yet. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 28 for a low. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 36.
Burgers and fries and chairs, pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it
Doug and Daddy's Show. Oh, yeah, Charlie Pride tomorrow night at the Heartland Event Center. In Grand Island. That is right up our alley. Steve Anderson from Fodder Park. That's just one of the many things that's going on this weekend. Doug Gooda, Jimmy Langan, and Steve joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Doug. The treetops are glistening. The snow is certainly bristling for whatever reason. It doesn't seem like the first weekend of April, does it?
No, it doesn't, but at least we're racing. What's your favorite Charlie Pride song?
Kiss an Angel Good Morning might have been the first and only one that ever got my attention.
Well, there you go. No problem. What else?
And that dates me a little bit. Do you guys even remember that one?
I'll tell you what. There's a song list here that I pulled down that has 42 of them on there. So, you know, there is quite a few of them out there. I didn't even realize it was that many.
I think I saw Charlie Pride at the Hall County Fair when I was still in grade school. That, you know, we're going back into the 60s, gentlemen, and he's just gotten better with age.
We got Kissin' Angel Good Morning. I know you probably can't hear it, but we're jamming out to it right now here in studio. So I just want you to know that. We'll move on. What else is going on? Because I know that's not all, and then we'll get into the horse racing. What else is going on this weekend?
Hey, have you taken in roller derby, you guys? I mean, it gets to this part of the country last. This has been booming on the coast for the last several years. But the Swine Arena, of all places, is where the Roller Vixens are taking on a team from Kansas tomorrow night. They're going head-to-head with Charlie Pride. I mean, the variety of stuff that's going on at Fawner is just absolutely amazing. But if you haven't seen it, it's well worth a very nominal fee to take it in, because it's almost comical. These gals take it very, very seriously. And again, the Swine Arena is the venue for that. Of course, Charlie Pride's in the Heartland Events Center. We're expecting a huge crowd tomorrow. We pretty much have had that week in and week out. And it's been that way going on almost 4 years now. I jokingly tell the guys up in the front office they're going to have to expand their parking into some of these spillover lots for the state fair and provide shuttle service, because when I get there on a Saturday or Sunday morning before 10 o'clock and there isn't a parking stall to be had, I mean, this is a phenomenon that isn't just for the time being. This is something that's just going to continue to get bigger and better. It really is unbelievable.
Yeah, we've had the opportunity a couple times to talk to the roller derby gals, and I know that it's not a consistent, it's not like it's every Friday or every Saturday, so got to keep up to date what's going on there. But we are down to the last month of live racing at Fawner Park, and the Dowd Mile is up first tomorrow, one of the bigger races of the year. And tell us how things panned out there in the draw.
Well, terrific. We get a full field. You know, I just shake my head, and I know I sound redundant every time we start talking about Diamond Joe, that is dominating as a performance as he turned in 2 weeks ago, guys, in the Budweiser Tondi Stakes, going 3/4 of a mile. He doesn't scare off the competition. We got a full field going in the Dowd Mile tomorrow, $20,000 up for grabs, and a nice rematch that makes for a great story, because this is the last race that Diamond Joe has lost here in the state of Nebraska a year ago, and he's pretty much running against the same boys that came out to play that particular day, primarily Unsaddled Glory out of Larry Donlin's barn that beat Diamond Joe by a neck and a hair-raising finish that particular afternoon. Box Home Brew, another Nebraska bred that's trained by Larry Starossi, finished third. He's in the race. I know the Raver boys, Nick and Rick, are really high on a horse called Nickajack. We haven't seen him since the Ogotal in the early portions of this meet at Fawner. He ran head-and-head with Diamond Joe all the way around the racetrack, and when the dust settled that particular day, and up until today, we've had a lot of dust settling out there, guys. I've never seen it so dry on the racetrack. Nickajack was right there and got beat by less than a length, so it stacks up to be another nice affair, but again, I just shake my head at even some of the guys that I really consider extra special wise guys in the grandstand, and Mr. Langan, you would be one of those. If you saw Diamond Joe 2 weeks ago and had any doubts whatsoever, I think he erased most of those. He absolutely is the best we've had in the last few years, and it'll be interesting to see who invades and comes in from out of state to try to take this guy in as he defends his title 3 weeks down the road in the $75,000 Bossman Guest Honor Stakes.
Yeah. Hey, your best horse that you saw at Fauner Park, the one I enjoyed watching, was the closing of Roman Zipper when he used to prom crasher and him used to be an entry, and Roman Zipper would close. But this Diamond Joe has kind of taken over, you know, in the last 5 years. Don't you think? Don't you think he's by far the horse that we look at?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we've had some good ones. Gosh, for the lack of being able to go back too far here.
Rainbow Streak, yes. Two-year-old. You know, when Rainbow Streak was that two-year-old, and then as a three-year-old, went you know, a lot of the Kimmling horses, too. So,
a lot of them were, but most of them were bred to run on the front end, Jimmy, and built for speed. Roman Zipper was probably a fluke in that regard, because he had that Silky Sullivan-like move where he could come from anywhere on the racetrack. You know, I go back way too far. I still remember a day when Mark Gordon, who used to ride for the Lincoln Star years and years ago, saved up his keys, and the Kimmlings went to the post on a rainy, sloppy afternoon at the old State Fair Park in Lincoln, and Mark pulls out like $10,000, and he bets it to show, and the triple entry was Am a Devil, Roman Zipper, and like Gypsy Queen or some, another real hard-knocking Kimmling horse. Well, to make a long story short, they go into the turn. Am a Devil blows the turn, goes to the outside fence. Then I think it's Gypsy Rose or Gypsy Queen. This horse blows the turn on the next turn. And now here's Roman Zipper. He's 15 lengths off the pace. And, you know, Lincoln had the shortest stretch of all time in all of thoroughbred horse racing. And Mark Gordon, actually, the late Virgil Parker used to tell this story on the old Big Eight Skyriders tour. Mark's sweating bullets up in the press box. And here comes Roman Zipper. And there's a photo for show with Roman Zipper in the photo. And then he had to wait this thing out. Well, Roman Zipper got the bob. And Mark got all his money back, and he soon left town, never to be heard of from again. But Nuts is another one that that's run in the last 5 years. And hey, he came out as a 10-year-old here a couple of weeks ago, and just absolutely charmed the socks off of me. I don't know if you saw that particular race, Jimmy, but. This old boy, obviously he's got some frailties, some physical problems, as all horses accumulate over the course of a long period of time. But when he's feeling right, and he certainly was in his season debut a couple of weeks ago, he reminded me of the old, late, great, the Nuts. He could come from off the pace as well. But this Diamond Joe, you know, his trainer, Chuck Turco, keeps telling me he's not a sprinter, that his best distance is a mile or farther. Chuck still thinks he can be an absolute stone-cold runner on the turf. He's yet to proven that, to prove it, or he is going up to Canterbury Park again this summer. Hopefully we'll see a little bit of what Chuck sees in the mornings. But now Diamond Joe's in a class all of his own right now, and it's going to take one nice horse. And we've had our fair share since 1990 when this Boscap race originated that have come in here to see if he'll take him on.
Just a couple minutes left here with Steve Anderson, track announcer. I don't know how we ever get through a segment talking about the Nuts on this radio program, but
it's been a while.
I'm just saying, so many things racing through my head. First, just real quickly, do we have any update or a little foreshadowing of where we're at in the Bosselman at the end of this month?
You know, the stewards and our racing officials, primarily Doug Shep and Wayne Anderson, really have been paying close attention to what's been going on at Oakmont Park. I can tell you that 2 weeks ago, the three horses that won an upper-level allowance race at Oakmont, which is a track, obviously, down in Arkansas, you know, if you've ever experienced Exarban, this is the next great thing to try to recapture the old memories. Nonetheless, Joy Boy, who's owned by Kevin Halls, who makes Grand Island, Nebraska, his home, won a thrilling race with Channing Hill on board. Channing, born and raised in Columbus. This would be a great story. Joy Boy, they shipped in here after they claimed him for $40,000 last year at Santa Anita, and he went right to the front, and I thought he'd just run away from Diamond Joe and everybody else. Well, the writer that particular day, I think Brian Perdosa or Martin Perdosa's little boy or nephew, dropped his whip, unbeknownst to most people, at the head of the lane. I've seen this happen tonight. Rainbow did it in the very first Bossman I called 11 years ago, and this speedball began to back up, sputter, and he had to do everything he could to hold him together to run third. Joy Boy is still a threat out there, and I'm sure they're playing for the Bossman race. Bourbon King and Statue Boy, something in that regard, a name that would be insignificant to those who listen to this show, I'm sure. They ran 1, 2, 3, and our racing officials are pretty rock solid that all three of those, again, upper allowance horses, these aren't state caliber horses by any means on Oaklawn standards, but there are some people looking to come in here and keep Diamond Joe honest. It should make for a great wrap-up as far as racing is concerned.
And folks, don't forget to check out Steve Anderson's article today in the Grand Island Independent. He always has a Friday article talking about a variety of things today about the vetoing or the non-passage of the constitutional amendment to try and help out Nebraska horse racing in a little bit, the old horse races that we've been hearing and talking about. And Steve, I'd ask you about that, but I don't have that kind of time on the show.
But you know, I today. Just wanted to do a one-word article, and they nixed that idea because I was just going to put "really" in all caps with a question mark and just leave that space, you know, everybody in a headline that somehow would give you an idea. It was about the vote down at the state legislature. This story has almost gotten to be comical in some regards. It just defies explanation.
Well, I'm just glad that you took a little time out. I know you were probably over there whining and dining Sarah Palin, and now you made time for the Doug and Daddy show, so we really appreciate it, Steve-O.
It's always a pleasure, guys, anytime. And, you know, Jimmy and Doug, you know, the back door is always open. We can't wait to see you, hopefully today or this weekend, at the races.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Anderson, Fodder Park track announcer. Love having him on the Doug and Daddy show. Get on over post time today at 3:30 on Saturday and Sunday. Yes, Sarah Palin in Grand Island today for a what endorsement, that's the word I'm looking for, of one of the candidates. Also, a couple of other things going on out there. I'm totally going to shift gears on you, Jimmy, because I want to know, are you a WrestleMania fan? Have you ever watched, I mean, are you into that, the WWE and all the WrestleMania and the Hulk Hogan and The Rock and all the folks? This is the 30th anniversary this weekend.
No. I'm sorry. I wish I was right now so I could talk a lot more about it.
Oh, I don't know nothing about it. I mean, I know what it is.
Is it here in Kearney? Or
no, Sunday at the Superdome in New Orleans.
Oh.
And it's the new WWE Network. You knew that if there's enough room to put 6,000 channels out there, who wouldn't want to watch the WWE Network, which launched in February as a streaming service with a 6-month commitment and included all 12 pay-per-view events for the WWE, including WrestleMania, coming up Sunday. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel,
Progressive presents Flo's newest jam. Bundling will make you feel like the mayor of Savingsville.
Bundle your home and auto together, and you'll feel like the mayor of Savingsville. You
yes, you will. A town famous for the world's biggest puppy.
Bundle your home and auto together and save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Home insurance underwritten by Homesite Group, Boston, Mass. And other unaffiliated companies available in most states.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sexy manly man.
Sexy manly man who?
Sexy manly man with clothes from DXL.
What'd you get?
Lacoste, Lucky, Nautica for starters.
They got all that?
Open the door and see.
Oh, it's so sexy. It's so manly.
All the best men's brands, waist sizes 38 and up. DXL. You're looking good. Shop today for Harbor Bay PK polos. Only $24.99 each when you buy two or more.
From a field of 68 to the Final Four, March Madness continues on Westwood One. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz. Join Kevin Kugler, Bill Raftery, John Thompson, and me from our Subway courtside seats in North Texas for all the action. Florida, UConn, Wisconsin, or Kentucky, who will be crowned champion? Saturday night, the Final Four is right here.
Catch all the action beginning at 5 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Doug and Daddy's show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, rolling into the month of April. And still with their everyday low hassle-free prices, what they hang their hat on. And, of course, there are always some great manufacturer rebates that are out there as well. It's tax time. We know that maybe you're getting a good rebate back. Maybe you've been waiting for this time of the year to get that new or certified pre-owned vehicle. And right now, a record number of vehicles are on the lot, over 500 new or pre-owned, as we had Andy on the show telling us earlier in the week. The Midway Certified Program also comes with a year of oil changes, 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty on the vehicle, and a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. And everyone gets the free car wash with the purchase as long as they have the vehicle, which is always nice to have on Saturdays. And you can check out their entire inventory as well online at thinkmidway.com or stop by their lot, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Who do you think's playing for the national championship Monday night, Jimmy?
I just think Florida's going to – I think Florida will be there, don't you? And I'm hoping Wisconsin. I mean, I just think those two teams will match up a lot better. It'll be an exciting game. And I don't think anybody will dominate the offensive glass or the defensive glass. I think it'll be who shoots the ball best. So if not, I think if Florida – doesn't play Wisconsin, I think Florida will win it easily. I mean, both games maybe by 10 points.
Well,
they only beat Kentucky by a point, though, I think, in the Southeastern Conference tournament. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm hoping for Florida-Wisconsin, which means that's probably not going to happen. I guess I'm hoping more for Florida than I am Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Because I think Kentucky would also be a good matchup in the national championship game. I don't want the rematch of the conference final, but so be it, you know. It was a good game in the conference final, and it could be a good game again. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question for the weekend. Which team will get the NBA's Eastern Conference final spot? The Knicks, the Hawks, or the Cavaliers? The Knicks and the Hawks are tied, and the Cavaliers are two games back. The Hawks actually have two more games to play than the Knicks, so they've got to win those games. You know, that's where you're even in the win and or loss column. So who will get the final spot in the NBA Eastern Conference final or playoffs, because the East is the weak. They're talking about teams that are 10, 12, 14 games over 500 in the West that won't get in, and you've got teams that are 10, 12, 14 games below 500 that could make it in the East. Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our question yesterday in the first week of baseball's regular season, what do you think about the instant replay? Well, 53% says it's helped make the right call. 47% says it's too early to tell. Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Midtown Mart, cooler question. Thanks to the folks in Hastings, and you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Creighton's Doug McDermott, another award this morning. He is the National Basketball Writers Association Oscar Robertson Trophy Award winner. I mean, how many the kids got to make? This is the 10th one, I believe, by last count, National Player of the Year Award. How many of those you got to have? There was an interesting article on the blog from Tom Chattel today. Should there be one trophy? I mean, because there is no Heisman for basketball. There's a Heisman for football. There's a Heisman for hockey. What do you think, Jimmy? That's a little ridiculous to have this many Player of the Year awards.
Yeah, I guess everybody would like to give an award, though. You know, I mean, the AP's got does a lot of things. You know, the UPI. I mean, all these, you know, ESPN. I mean, the Coaches Association. There's so many people that have a vested interest in this. But what's happened is he won this award very easily. Let's be honest about it. He happens to be from Omaha, Nebraska. He's from Creighton. But, you know, he was an all-time top 10 scorer. Came back for a senior season, had some big games, and I mean this had to be decided, I think, before the tournament was even played. A lot of them they don't get to watch the tournament, and you know, for the best player, it would be pretty hard not to have him on your ballot.
Another Hastings College has released a list of women that are joining their basketball program. And from our area, it's Rachel Jeldon of Holdridge. Quite a few Nebraska gals. Jeldon was an All-Stater for the Dusters. You've got Abigail Niebrug, and I know I'm not getting that name right, from Omaha Central. Rashawn Holly, Bellevue East. Holly Hill, Millard North. Jordan Johnson of Fairbury. And over the weekend, you will see the High School Hall of Fame and the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame has 10 athletes, 4 coaches, 2 contributors, and 1 official that will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in their 21st annual ceremonies October 5th at the Lead Center in Lincoln. And, man, this is a great class. And I don't want to break any rules, but I know tonight and tomorrow morning this will be out everywhere. And I just want to congratulate some of the people that are on this list. You have to be out 15 years to be eligible. So I guess that would be 1999 this time around, and only one athlete on the list graduated in 1999. That's Peaches James, who played softball at the University of Nebraska, and a great coaching list here as well. And one of those coaches is Kearney High's Roger Matheson. So congratulations to Roger. We'll talk more about it on Monday's show, and we'll have a couple of guests, and we'll kind of release everybody that is on that. There is a hold pattern. That's the way they do it in the media. They get you the story so you can get ready to talk about it. And so I don't want to do too much with that and just, I guess, honor their request a little bit. But you'll see it in all the newspapers this weekend, because there's a lot of newspaper people on the board. I don't know if there's any radio guys, but I know there's newspaper guys.
Yes, there are. Yeah, congratulations to Roger. I think he had some success in track, did he, in the state of Nebraska?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Anything else, Jimmy? Have we done everything? Have we done everything? It's time to go to lunch. It's your favorite part of the Friday, Big Dally's Deli. Hastings, Kearney. What number you got this week? A home of bazillion sandwiches. We're going to make you up a new sandwich this week.
Is today April 4th?
Yes.
So it's 4-4. We could just go with number 4, or you can go with 44. But either one. Go with both.
Let's go. You got the super veggie.
Okay.
That's 44. And Tyson brand pastrami.
A little pastrami
sandwich. Number 4, you can get that. Get your favorite cheese on there. I like to do the pepper jack. You can get it hot or cold. You can add all the toppings that you want. Lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, peppers. More to choose from there. And all the sauces, whatever you want to put on there, whether it's basic, whether it's something a little sassy, they've got it there for you. That's why they're the home of a bazillion sandwiches. Try their large combo meals as well. And we've got some folks in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge that'll be winning some Big Dally certificates for combo meals. So best of luck to everyone there. 2 locations in Hastings, 1 downtown, 1 across from Duncan Field, also top of the hill on 39th Street here in Kearney. That's going to wrap things up, Doug and Daddy's show for this Friday. Coming up on Monday's program, we will take a look at the championship for both the men's and women's basketball tournament, because the finalists will be named. I think I actually want Connecticut and Notre Dame to stay undefeated and play for the women's national championship, and I definitely want Florida and Wisconsin in the men's championship, but I think we're going to have some good games. I'll be interested to see how UConn does against Florida, because if I'm a Florida kid, I'm looking ahead at playing maybe Kentucky again, who scared me, but I'm also thinking about a UConn team that beat me earlier this year, and I want a little bit of a revenge. So you got to use a lot of energy on Saturday Can they keep the energy level enough to take care of Connecticut and still have some legs for Monday night? We want to thank Kevin Kugler of Westwood One for joining us from Dallas to break down the Final Four. Steve Anderson, Fauner Park track announcer, as well for joining us. Monday, we'll talk to some of the Hall of Fame inductees and a whole lot more. Jimmy, enjoy your weekend.
You too, Doug. Have fun.
We'll see you tomorrow or Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.